Haines residents take measures to prevent the spread of coronavirus, and the Haines School prepares for the possibility of remote teaching during an extended school closure. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Henry Leisha. Those stories and more are up next. As coronavirus spreads across the globe, the state of Alaska and Upper Lynn Canal communities are implementing responses. There are no confirmed cases in the Upper Lynn Canal, and as Claire Strempel reports, the goal here is to keep it that way.
Susan Tandy is staying put at her home in the Haines Senior Village.
I am fully committed to social distancing to the extreme.
Tandy's a retired nurse. She's a senior with underlying medical conditions. And she says people she cares about are staying away from her because she's at high risk for coronavirus infection.
But if the whole town would do this, then when the virus tries to pass from person to person, it will fail and eventually die out.
Tandy is using her time to call friends in the senior village and catch up on projects around the house.
I think it's the only way that we are going to flatten that curve in order to not overwhelm our medical system. And I believe here in the Southeast, where we have limited medical care, we need to be especially cognizant of the fact that we can't have too many people getting too sick too fast.
The curve Tandy is talking about is the number of people who get sick over time. State public health nurse Sarah Hargrave is a regional nurse manager for Southeast communities. She says the slower the virus moves, the better medical facilities can respond.
So normally in an epidemic, in a rapid epidemic, you will see a spike in cases. And what we want to do is slow that spike.
She said that's more important in rural communities with limited medical resources, especially a community like Haines with the state's oldest population. Her recommendation? Stay home. Don't travel unless you need to. Wash your hands, disinfect surfaces, and keep 6 feet of social distance. Hargrave said anyone from a remote community who needs critical care will be transferred to a hospital and triaged as usual. And while there are limited tests available at this time, she says care and treatment remain the same whether you are tested or not.
There's no cure, there's no vaccine for COVID-19 right now. So the testing is important, but it doesn't change the treatment. It's still going to be stay home if you can. If you can't, we'll get you into a hospital.
Haines and Skagway boroughs are advising residents to distance themselves socially. Both boroughs ask that residents returning from domestic or international travel voluntarily self-quarantine for 2 weeks. They ask that only people whose primary residence is in Haines or Skagway return to the communities at this time. Southeast Alaska Regional Health Consortium clinics have taken test samples in Southeast communities, including Haines. At Search, all tests have come back negative through Tuesday afternoon. Reporting in Haines, I'm Claire Strempel.
Students will be on spring break for longer than expected after Governor Mike Dunleavy announced that public schools will remain closed until March 30th. The decision was made as a health precaution to prevent the spread of COVID-19. KHNS spoke with Superintendent Roy Getchell about how the Haynesboro School District is responding to such measures and preparing to teach classes remotely. Department of Education and Early Development Commissioner Michael Johnson wrote that COVID-19 is anticipated to be active within the United States for several months, and districts need time to prepare for any outbreaks that may occur. Superintendent Roy Getchell says while students are out of school this month, staff will be making plans for teaching remotely should that become necessary in the future.
Students in middle school and high school are really used to using Google Classroom. That's kind of an online format. There's apps and other things that teachers could monitor potentially that would be available to the younger grade students should we do something like that. But I think that's what we're looking into right now and researching is, you know, what are all of our options?
Getchell says at this point, a lot of things are in flux, but they are able to prepare some contingencies. For example, food service director Lisa Flory is working on a plan to continue distributing lunches to students if the school stays closed for longer than anticipated.
And we've talked about plans for how we could do a drop-and-go lunch in Haines and possibly at another site in our borough. so that it would be more convenient for our families if that becomes necessary.
Getchell says that the decision to close school until the end of March came from the governor, but locally, the school board has the authority to make that call in the future.
So we're working with public health and our local clinic, you know, and our local leaders just to get that kind of input before those decisions are made.
The school board will have a joint meeting with the borough assembly on March 31st. The Hainesboro School District has selected a new principal for the next school year. Lily Boron was recommended by the hiring committee to take over for Principal Renee Martin, who decided to step down from the position after 13 years at the Haines School. Superintendent Roy Getchell says the school district opened an application period for 3 weeks. They received responses from across the country. Getchell also surveyed students, staff, and members of the community about the kind of qualities they would like to see in a school principal.
At the end of our window, we had 7 qualified applicants, and they were very good. And we screened those down and held interviews last week and then selected Lily Boron. The committee agreed that she was the right fit at the right time and would do a fabulous job.
Boron got her start teaching at the Covenant Life Center School. She studied English teaching there and eventually went on to the University of Alaska, where she received a Master of Arts in Teaching. She says she started working at the Haines School as a technology and computers teacher. 6 years later, she transitioned into social studies and has taken on a few additional subjects as needed.
As the years went by, I taught a few different things. I loved Spanish, and Joanne Ross Cunningham retired, and we needed a Spanish teacher, and I loved language, so I picked that up, and then we needed a culinary arts elective, and I thought, that sounds like something fun. And so, anyways, 21 years later, I'm still teaching and loving it.
The school board will formally decide whether to hire Boron at its next meeting. Martin will continue serving as the school principal until the end of the school year. For KHNS, I'm Henry Leisha. Thanks for joining us. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website, khns.org. You can also listen to the news anywhere you get your podcasts.